the mind principle that we need to develop into an enlightened being is called bodhicitta. Bodhicitta meaning the mind that wishes to become enlightened for the sake of all other living beings, bodhicitta. And this mind will develop if we ourselves develop a powerful mind called wishing love. Wishing love is a mind that wants to give everyone pure and everlasting happiness. Wishing love. And this mind of wishing love develops from a mind called cherishing love. Cherishing love is a mind that considers others to be precious and important, their feelings and their wishes to be precious and important. And this mind of cherishing love, in turn, develops from a mind of affection, affectionate love, which is a warm, warm, friendly feeling, feeling close to other living beings. The theme of this festival is these three types of love. In the prayers to Buddha Maitreya, which we're going to learn about the next few days, at the very end, there is a dedication prayer, which says this: through my meditation on the three aspects of love, that's affectionate love, cherishing love, and wishing love, through my meditation on the three aspects of love, may I always care for all living beings without exception, be free from outer and inner obstructing maras, and attain the state of the Buddha of loving kindness. Yeah, so this is a beautiful concluding or dedication prayer where we are sincerely wishing. Prayer is wishing, you know, wishing strongly from the depths of our heart to become exactly like the Buddha of loving kindness through meditating on the three types of love that I've just mentioned. And with those three types of love, we will always care for all living beings without exception. We will overcome any outer and inner obstructions, such as our delusions and our negative minds and so forth. So, these three aspects of love are what we need. We need these three types of love. Now, everybody has some love. There was a time when I thought that I myself did not possess any love at all. but I was wrong, because I do. And so do you. Everybody, every living being has the capacity for loving kindness and generates some degree of loving kindness. What we need to do is take what we have, okay? We take the good quality of love that we already possess, affection for others and so forth, and we increase it, we improve it, we enhance it, we develop it, until it's the highest form, it's the most perfect and pure form of love. So love is a, as they say in those songs, love is a many splendid thing. Love is something we all wish for. We enjoy being loved. When someone loves us, we enjoy it. When we love them, they enjoy it. We all know that love has many good qualities. And we sing about love, don't we? There are many, many songs, and there are many poems, many books, many films, many relationships, which are all about love, 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 love. We say love many, many times. We use this word a lot. I love you, you love me, and so forth. One problem we have, of course, is that, and this is why you've asked me, I guess, to give these teachings, is that our love is often impure. It is mixed with some poison, which I'll talk about later. And we know, for example, if we eat food that is mixed with poison, what happens to us? We become sick, isn't it? So sometimes we say, I'm love sick. Have you ever heard that expression? I don't know in Spanish it works, but we say love sick. It means our love is making us sick, doesn't it? So actually, this is not love. It's something wrong. We made a mistake here. So, so we need to know about pure love, don't we? We need to know about pure love. So here in this wonderful text, New Eight Steps to Happiness by our precious guru, Venerable Geshe-la, he explains very easily, very quickly for us, what are the three types of love. He says, affectionate love is a mind unmixed with desirous attachment that sees another person as pleasant, likable, or beautiful. For example, when a mother looks at her children, she feels great affection for them and perceives them to be beautiful, no matter how they appear to other people. Okay, so we all know this experience, even if you're not a mother, even if you're a father, or even if you have no children, even if you're just a person with no children, it doesn't matter, we know. We understand this feeling. When we see someone, like our children, if we have children, or a friend, a good friend, then we have this pleasant feeling. They appear pleasant to us. To us, they appear beautiful. To us, they appear wonderful. And we develop a warm feeling in our heart. And we enjoy being in their company. This is affectionate love. So we all have this experience. We all know this experience. Okay? Because of her affectionate love, the mother naturally feels them to be precious and important. And this feeling is cherishing love. Okay? So when we feel that our children, our friends, the people we love, when we feel they are precious and important, then we've developed cherishing love. This is a stronger love. It's stronger than affection. It's not just affection. It now is beginning to take some sort of responsibility for their happiness. It's seeing them as precious and important. Okay? Then the third type, because she cherishes her children, she sincerely wishes for them to be happy. This wish is wishing love. Okay, so this is wish for them to be happy. Wish for them to be happy. So again, we all know that feeling too, when we want someone to be happy. But we have to be a little bit careful here, because often the wishing love that we have is mixed again. We want them to be happy so that we can be happy. Maybe even our mother sometimes has the same. She wants us to be happy so she can be happy. So this is love, but it's mixed with desirous attachment. Okay, so we need to... Anyway, what I'm going to do is not talk much about desirous attachment, because that is just a poison that we need to learn about some other time. What we need to learn about now, principally, is how to develop these three types of love, how to understand them very clearly, and then to contemplate the meaning of those teachings, and then meditate on those teachings so that we can develop pure affectionate love, pure wishing love, pure cherishing love, pure wishing love, these three types.